KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says the Global South continues to bear the brunt of economic constraints that are hampering health efforts. He was speaking at Zimbali, where KZN is hosting the second health working group meeting of South Africa's G20 presidency.
Our ambitions are threatened. We are witnessing a concerning trend, declining global health budgets simultaneously with rising costs, where many nations are burdened by unsustainable debt servicing. These debt repayments are effectively cannibalizing vital health budgets, leaving millions without access to essential health services.
Motsoaledi says advancing global health equity through universal coverage is key to meeting the needs of struggling economies.
We implore all G20 members to champion increased public financing of health systems. This is not merely a budgetary issue. It's a fundamental investment in our collective future. We must prioritize public health over competing interests.
A KZN civil rights group is calling for faster court proceedings in child abuse cases. Action Society has weighed in on the murder trial of Durban mother Tenniel Kok, who beat her three-year-old daughter with a rolling pin and strangled her. Little Fadila Chantal Kok died nearly 3 years ago. Kok has admitted the attack was intentional and unlawful. Sentencing arguments were heard in the Durban High Court yesterday. Juanita Dupria from Action Society says justice is often delayed in such cases.
Unbelievable that it takes on average over 2 years to see justice, and it is the victims who suffer over and over reliving that trauma. We need public-private partnerships to deal with the DNA backlogs and better resources in all its forms for the police to complete their investigations in a timely manner.
Kok will be sentenced in mid-May. A town planning expert believes the 18 billion rand allocated for infrastructure in KZN by the provincial treasury should go towards improving water supply. The province's 158 billion rand budget was tabled yesterday. UKZN's Professor Hangwelani Magidimisha Chipungu says there are significant water issues in KZN, particularly in eThekwini, that need urgent attention.
You are dealing with issues around the illegal connectivity, issues around replacement of meters and repairs, and of course maintenance. But in some instances, we need to introduce new infrastructure. So you must understand, water is not just a service, it's a human right. We all have to have access to clean water. So we need to prioritize this to make sure that we are not found wanting.
And she says it's also important to set some money aside for repairs to storm-damaged infrastructure. Durban and Richards Bay 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24. Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.